CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness, Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. It is already the second Friday of the month, and we have, of course, our incredible energy. Tracy always laughs every time she hears it. We have Tracy McBurney with us, who who should be a very interesting show. I actually got to have – this is probably the first time I've gotten the inside before the show, because I actually went and saw Tracy yesterday. So I kind of know what we're going to talk about. It's our healing team, which is fascinating, because then, of course, last night I listened to a meditation with Kenji Kamara, and he was talking about the healing team. So I was like, oh, look at that.
It's gone viral now.
It's viral. All right. So why don't you tell us and talk about, because you've gotten a lot of, even since yesterday, you've gotten some more information.
I am so happy to be doing something on the same wavelength as Kenji. Love that guy. Okay. All right. So here goes. Here's the best explanation that I can give you at this time. First of all, I want to go back a minute. It seems a long, long time ago, and I don't even know if it was connected to this show or connected to a show that you were doing previously, but I remember coming on a show and we were having a long conversation that day about people needing to get choosy about what it is that they're working with. Yes. And I did send over a whole heap load of affirmations that people could actually read over, they could say out loud so that their ears could hear them, so that as many parts of their brain could be activated at this time. I think I remember talking about those affirmations and saying we could consider them a little bit like positive virus memes. Like if you said them a few times, it would start to be something that could come into your consciousness, kind of like the repetitive thing that the earwig that gets in with ba-ba-ba-ba-ba with McDonald's, except something right. That really might actually drive you in a more positive direction. So,
which is a meme.
Yeah, which is, well, no, virus memes are interesting because virus memes are repetitive pieces of information that come into your consciousness, that come into your brain waves, and they can be positive or negative, right? So it can be negative messaging or positive messaging. So any affirmation that you repeat over and over and over again can become that virus meme, but a positive one. Right. There's a lot of really interesting work being done right now on virus memes. Richard Brody's book, if anybody wants to go into it. Okay. So this was now several years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about getting a little more choosy about your guides, and it was a woman by the name of Lynn Grabhorn, and that she's not alive anymore. She wrote a book, Oh God, What's Happening to Us? And I remember saying then, oh, please don't go run out and try to find the book, because really I had to stop reading the book about halfway through the book because it just got a little too crazy for me and I'm really quite out there. But what I liked is her concept of really getting us to understand this kind of Star Wars thing inside of us, this kind of darkness and light within us, and the fact that we can get a little bit more choosy about that. Well, speaking today about the healing team, this is one of those things that, you know, you see what you're going to see when you're ready to see it. And, you know, all those years ago when all those affirmations got rewritten that were hers or added to, it was never on my consciousness, this idea of healing team. And I don't quite know how it happened. Like, when the epiphany moment just came. But I know that I've probably even said on this show that I've worked with several people, Dr. Pragnell here in Toronto and Dr. Huey here in Toronto and the naturopath that I go and see. And when I sit in their presence, I am a quite intuitive, a clairsentient person. I feel energy a lot, sensitive nervous system, and I will feel this team of beings coming in to be with them when they are sitting listening to what it is that I'm saying. And so I would say to students, I would say even on this radio show, yes, and then I sat there, and then I could feel the team coming in, the team that was working with them. I don't know why I didn't get that that can be for everybody. Like, everybody has a healing team. We all have a healing team. We all have this team. And it is greater and bigger than just our official guidance team. Our official right. guidance team, which she brings forward in that book, Numbers 3, which she basically said in that book, and it felt right. It felt right, like right down into my being when she said, to be here in human form, you will always have three spirits. You will always have three energetics that will be guiding you, minimum of three, never less than three, during the whole time that you are sitting in a physical human template form. And it may be added, you go to medical school or something, then maybe a fourth guide will be added for that period of time, or maybe even a fifth. So now we're talking healing team, which is bigger than that. And it appears that perhaps then your official guidance team is part of that healing team. But then you've got all of these other energies that are now going to work with you as you are sitting with yourself trying to make things better. So healing teams should come in for us. Like we may need, nobody can heal for us, but that doesn't mean that we have to heal alone. Nice. That doesn't mean that this is a solitary process that we are doing all by ourselves, right? In other words, you can't heal something for me, but you can be a facilitator to deliver energy to me, to deliver that love and light energy to me that will be delivered into those spaces that I need so that it will signal a change. It will literally give me permission on some level to feel supported enough to make that change. But I am the person that heals me, right? I am healer of me, right?
Always.
So as being I am healer of me, therefore healer has got to be the archetype for everyone. Carolyn Miss talks about the four common archetypes, the prostitute. She talks about the victim. She talks about the saboteur, and she talks about the wounded child. And she says, these are the four common archetypes that belong to all of us. But I had to sit there and say, well, wait a minute. I think healer archetype belongs to all of us, but I think lots of us deny that card. If you think of them as tarot cards, deny that card. Maybe don't flip over that card. Think somebody else has to take care of this. Somebody, I am powerless, I am helpless, I can't do this. You heal it. You make it better. You heal it. You play healer. Like, no. We all have to accept the healer within us. We all have to accept our capacity to heal us, to make us better. And it's not just make us better. If you're not holding that card and flipping that card, how can you participate in making anything else better? Right? And so every time we want to make something better, improve on something, that's when our healing team should be coming in on autopilot. But I think a lot of times we deny that we have a team. I think a lot of the times by our belief systems that we hold so dear inside of ourselves, like, we're doing this all ourselves. There's nobody else. It's just me. So those are the kinds of things that literally just take the team, and the team now is sitting behind closed doors going, okay, well, we're kind of sitting here behind closed doors and behind veils waiting for you to change your mind about this, because we'd really love to do for you what all the healing team does for Dr. Pragnell or Dr. Huey or that naturopath, because they do not accept that they are working alone. They flip the healer card in their desire to participate in helping make something better for this person, and in flipping that healer card, they don't deny. They don't think in any way, shape, or form from some level of arrogance that they're doing that by themselves. So there was the big epiphany moment. It was like, oh my God. And it's not just me in my office. It's not just me in my office responsible for doing that as I consciously bring forward that healing team. It's everybody. It's everybody has a healing team. And just as Lynn Grabhorn brings forward in that book, we have to get choosy about this. Just like I brought forward in those affirmations that were reworded several years ago, we need to start being a little choosier about what it is that we're working with in that healing team.
I still have that on my blog, so if people are interested, I can repost it, our link of it on Facebook if you want to.
Okay. Well, you know what? That might actually be a really neat thing to do. And maybe what I need to do is add one to it that would, mm-hmm. that would really take into account this healing team. But I'm sure really after looking at some of those affirmations, people yeah. would be able to do this for themselves.
Yeah.
Right. So what came to me was I want a healing team. So this is where I was initially. I want a healing team. Of course, obviously, if you hear these shows at all, what kind of healing team do I want? The healing team that is of 100% pure love and pure light. I want to work with that and only that. That is what I want on my team. I don't necessarily need to handpick that team. Oh, can you bring forward, Jesus? Can you bring forward Buddha? No, I don't need to handpick that team, but I do want that team to be of 100% pure love and pure light. And I'm not interested in a healing team that is working with any level of darkness, operating and trying to guide. I'm not interested in that. And I'm not interested in something that is not fully enlightened. So we were speaking just yesterday, and to have that understanding, because it is a mouthful of words. One of my guides just said that yesterday while you left the office for a second. And I was getting this direct transmission that, Tracy, did you know 100% pure love and pure light could also be referred to as fully enlightened? I was like, God, fully enlightened is just so much nicer. Right? Just rolls off your tongue just a little bit better. So that's what I want. And then it occurred to me, well, okay, but it's not my responsibility to pick it. Mm. It should not be my responsibility to pick it. I would want my healing team not only to be fully enlightened, a healing team that is 100% pure love and pure light, but I would want my healing team to be a healing team that was chosen by this greater divine that you might call this greater God that you might. I want it to be chosen from that place. I want it to be chosen from that inner core of light within me, working with that light source beyond me to literally make that choice for me. I surrender that to you. And that literally says, I love my family. I love the ancestors that have walked with me. And maybe some of those healing team members that have been passed on through the generations will stay, will be picked again. But I am not going to pick them because my grandmother picked them or my great-grandmother picked them or my father picked them or seven generations back in my history was picking them. They are going to be picked again for me if, in fact, they are still seated as being right for me moving forward and being right for every instance. So that, how nice is that? we all have a healing team. So people have shut down the usage of their healing team, but we all have it. So we have to recognize that we have it. We have to start to develop a relationship so that we're working with it way more unconsciously on autopilot. I just want to be working with my healing team on autopilot. Every time I've got a problem, every time there's something that needs to be made better, that needs to be improved upon, I just want that healing team coming right into the room, joining with me all the time so that we can sit together in council and figure this out.
Right.
Together as one.
Perfect. All right. So we will talk more about this because there's a lot more actually that has come from this initial discussion. So you are listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. You can find Tracy on her website. Is it up yet?
No.
Okay. But it's still TracyMcBurney.com. You can go to my website. There's lots of information there on Tracy and you can contact her from there as well. You are listening on Sky Radio. If you do have questions and you want to talk to Tracy, you can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
As a woman in business, you know you need to get yourself out there and promote yourself, but you don't feel comfortable with it, and nothing you're doing right now is helping you reach what you know is your full potential. Is this you? It's time to reach out to Bonnie Marcus, womenssuccesscoaching.com. With Bonnie's guidance, hundreds of professional women have connected with their unique value and have learned how to effectively communicate that value to others. And as a result, they've seen dramatic results. more confidence, more clients, more promotions, more income. This could be you. You need a new approach. Connect to your value and talent and let the world know what you have to offer. Contact Bonnie Marcus, Women's Success Coaching. Email Bonnie, bonnie@womenssuccesscoaching.com today for your complimentary 30-minute strategy session and make the decision to take control of your career today. That's bonnie@womenssuccesscoaching.com.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney today. We are talking about our healing team. So now that we now know that we have a healing team and that we can ask divine, or we can ask our inner divine to, you know, to hand choose that team so it is fully enlightened. Fully enlightened?
Fully enlightened and the best team for us.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we can go a few steps more.
Okay, so this is where it gets kind of fun, right?
Right.
All right, so that seemed like, you know, I was pretty proud of that. I was like, wow, yeah, that makes sense. And then, boom, another piece of the insight comes in. Because of where we've been, because of the levels of separation and the crazy things that we do in our mind and our hearts and all of it, and even in our souls, we can be working with more than one team. So in other words, you can have a team set up when it comes to making things better for yourself.
Or not making yourself. Yeah.
And you can have a team set up when it comes to making things better for others, or participating in making things better for clients, for example, if you're a practitioner. But it's like they're totally different teams.
Right.
You got a team set up that is fully enlightened when you're over here sitting in the presence of your clients and they are descending beautifully into the room and you are being oh so helpful when it comes to them. But you have a whole other healing team showing up when it comes to you or when it comes to you and your family or when it comes to you and, let's say, love relationships. You got a whole other healing team set up when it comes to that. And it isn't necessarily of 100% pure love and light. It is not necessarily fully enlightened. In fact, that healing team can be created with a whole heap load of darkness. And so there you are being an incredible practitioner when it comes to working with other people, unbelievably supportive. But your personal life's a train wreck.
We've all been there.
And it's like, could that possibly have anything to do with the fact that you're looking fundamentally at two different teams to work with? Or when you're working with your clients, you're calling in that healing team. And when you're working with yourself, you're not. You're working alone.
Right. Right.
So right. The most that I've seen somebody get themselves involved in is three healing teams. It's the most right. I've seen. I haven't seen any more than that, but who knows what's going to happen 3 weeks from next
Until
Tuesday.
Until you brought my family and then my...
No, but I'm talking about you personally, right? So three healing teams.
Right.
Whether those healing... And it's also interesting to realize that in a lot of instances, a portion of that healing team, or sometimes all of that healing team, especially if we're working with more than one healing team, has been a healing team that has been inherited. I have accepted that whole healing team from my mother's side of the family. And so I make things better in my life and participate in making things better in other people's lives the same way my mother did, right? And with the same team that she did, or with the same team that my grandmother worked with, right? And so again, it's like, that's great as long as that is incredibly and absolutely divinely guided, completely and absolutely divinely guided, and this greater divine has said, yes, that's the very best team, right? And so that was one piece.
Was it the divine that's saying it was the best team, or is it us?
Well, to
believing?
Me, it was the best team for you yesterday. That team was the best team for you yesterday. But once you have this piece of knowledge and you start asking these questions, is it still the best team for you? In other words, it's not about judging.
Right.
Right. It's not about judging. It's about saying what was best for me yesterday. Now that I know this is not best for me now, but it was best for me to get me here.
Right.
It was the best team to get me here, to get me to the place where I was sitting here listening to this radio show and questioning what I was working with when I was trying to make things better in my love relationship with my husband, right? Questioning, what the hell am I working with? Okay. So that was one piece. When I went into meditation, what I got, and I would say, I always say, please look at this yourself. This is what came through for me. This felt like truth. It went right down into my toes and made my hair stand up on end. To me, that is truth coming through. Sit with it yourself. What I got was we should be working with one team and one team only. One healing team that is the healing team that we turn to for all circumstances, for all problems, and for all situations where we want to participate in making something better for ourselves or to help to make something better in this world or for someone else. One team. And that made sense to me because we are looking to return to wholeness, to oneness, to unification. It made sense that there really should be one team and that anything more than that was a representation of our separation.
Right.
That we allow something over here, something's good and best over here, but it's a very different circumstance over here.
Right.
There can be a beautiful team for those clients, but not the same beautiful team when you're coming to me. for myself, right? So that made sense. Okay. So then we get in to the coolest concept. The coolest concept. I don't know what time we have before we go to commercial.
We're good.
Okay. Now this was awesome. All right. It comes to me because it was perfect timing that my husband goes away for a week. And I really was missing him while he was away. And we were texting and having these little magical words back and forth. And I really was missing him. Because my world has been quite, you know, vulnerable, as people, if you've listened, have heard. And so it was kind of like, wow, you know, I can hardly wait to your home. And he's telling me about these things. He was at a memorial service for his, kind of like his second mother. And it sounded like a beautiful service. And so he's in California with all of his family. And I would have liked to have been there. And she was a beautiful woman. So there I am, and we're going, it was like we were newlyweds. We're going back and forth with these texts and like these little messages and stuff when he could fit things in around Yosemite and all the beautiful scenery. And when he gets home, I am fully prepared to just open my arms and just, oh, I'm so happy you're back. And that's not the way I was behaving. Mm. It's not the way I was behaving at all. I started to become a festering ball of resentment and a festering ball of anger. And it kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger. It was like a tidal wave of energy that started to take me over. And I was like, what is this? What is this? I don't want to behave like this. I don't want to be like this. Who's running this ship? Like, what is going on here? Like, I truly miss this man while he was away. And my husband articulated, he said, he looks at me with these sad eyes and he says, I thought you really missed me. I thought you really missed me. I'm like, I did. And he said, then why are you being such a bitch? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. And of course, in the I don't know moment at 50, you're writing it all off to menopause. And I'm going, no, I'm not going to write it all off to menopause. I'm sorry. I'm just not. There's something more going on here. And I need to sit quietly and find out. And so I did. And this is what I found out. And it was so cool. My husband was not working with a healing team that was fully enlightened. He was working with a healing team that was operating with some levels of darkness. And in my desire to help to make things better for him and make his world better, and my desire to be a support system for him, I had allowed myself to get entangled with some of this negativity and some of these, and I allowed them to hook into me. In other words, use me for the greater benefit of him. But what I started to realize was, oh my God, this is not the greater benefit of him, that I would allow myself to get hooked into these darknesses that are part of his healing team that's trying to make something better for him. And as I explored it more, what I saw was what I had seen many years ago for him. He grew up in a family with a great deal of challenges. He grew up in a family where he would really say cruel stepfather. He grew up in a family where there was a lot of anger, a lot of rage, a lot of negativity, especially coming from this stepfather. And he was very fearful of this man while he was growing up. And through all of that in the house, because that was the energy in the house, a lot was anger and fearfulness, panic and anxiety. He literally, it drove him to run away. To run away in his own mind into what Art Martin, neurocellular patterning, would call magical child. And when he went into magical child, that's where he found his creativity. That's where he found his music. That's where he found his voice. That's where he found his singing voice. That's where he found a great deal of pleasure. That's where he felt a great deal of self-esteem. That's where he felt all doors open to a wonderland and a cornucopia of really good things. But it came from his desire to run away from that negativity. So it was that negativity that inspired him to find his creativity. And so what was happening with this healing team, because it was not fully enlightened, is they were in fact working with me and potentially working with others to create the home for him that he felt that he still needed so that he could run away from that home into magical child so that he could create the music and the things that he wanted to create. And I was going, oh, I thought we were done with that. I thought we had done all the work that we needed to do on that. Clearly not. And I have become one of the enablers of this poor pattern.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Stay tuned because we'll finish this story and then we have even more to go with it. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. If you have any questions, we will take questions. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You could also do instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that's going on. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Come on, Science Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And we're back. Welcome back. We have Tracy McBurney. We were just at the gripping edge of the...
It's like a soap opera.
Yeah. You know, this is what I love about Tracy. She does not have a problem bringing up her own stuff. Now, whether her husband appreciates it or...
I know. You know what? Good thing he doesn't listen to some of these shows. Yeah. Poor guy.
All right, so, but I do.
Yeah, that's Tracy, this unbelievable wet of consciousness. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got something yesterday.
You're so funny. You're always bringing in new stuff. You know, some people, they always have their old, the thing that they learned, and that's all they do, and they never change, and you are always changing. That's what I love about you. But anyway, so we are on the grip of...
Necessarily, well, that's a good thing. I leave some things behind that really just need to be brought forward. But... Okay, so I wanted to write... I wrote this down. I got you to go get a little pad, because I thought this would be a good way to begin this piece, because it just felt like a really nice phrase. What world do you believe you have to create to inspire you to show up to more of who you are?
Right.
Right. And so...
And it usually has to do with our childhood and, you know, where we got stuck and, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, well, that's where I found it. That's where I found it. That's where I knew it once. That's where I knew it for that 5 minutes. That's where I tasted it from. And so I need to continue to go and find that again. I need to find that again. It was like Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. Then I can go down the rabbit hole.
Well, it's like love, right? Because we want to think that our parents loved us. So when things happened that didn't feel loving at all, we still had to create a world around that made us think that was love. Because
I call those love substitutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have lots around love that triggers us into very non-loving, very conditional things.
Yeah, and a plethora of love substitutes and security substitutes. Yeah. So there's where we are, and I became the enabler. I became the person, and how did I become the enabler? Like, how did I get myself in that? Because there was something inside of me that said, I will sign up for self-sacrifice. I will sign up for the crucifixion. I will sign up for whatever needs to be done
to help
to get this done. But really, at the end of the day, it was my need, my desire to self-sacrifice. Mm. My lack of clarity around that thing called self-sacrifice, where I was so willing to sacrifice myself that it became, well, of course, that's just what I have to do at a very unconscious level. That's just what I have to do. Yep, sign me up, hook me up. Yep, that's me. Just put that intravenous right in and start using me in the ways that you need to use me. And it's why I say what happened to me on the highway in August, I will say it again, I'm discovering more and more and more every day about the divineness of that moment. Because... With me needing to take care of my brain, my physical head brain more, and really feeling like, yeah, I need to do that. I need to nourish it more. I need to take care of it more. I need to be a little bit more conscious. I need to be a bit more mindful. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. I need to set boundaries. I went, this is a boundary. This is a boundary that I wasn't setting. This isn't about sitting there closing my eyes and picturing myself in a pink egg, a yellow egg, a green egg, a blue egg, or some other crazy color egg that somebody says I should wrap myself in so that I can maintain some healthy boundary. This is an unhealthy boundary. This is no boundary.
Right.
This is me just laying down the boundaries and saying, use me. Use me, because I am desiring to sacrifice myself in this effort. Did I need to? No. Is this really the best way for my husband to operate? No.
Right.
Is this the most highly evolved way for him to get the job done? No. Am I enabling him to stay in the same place? Are every one of the pieces of darkness that are working with him in his healing team enabling him to stay in that same place? Yes. Are they working against him? Only if you want to see it that way.
Right.
Because really, at the end of the day, are they potentially bringing him to his knees, bringing me to my knees, bringing all of us in this relationship to our knees to go, no, no more. You know, we loved what we had once between us. What's happening now? In other words, I have no interest in judging this darkness, no interest in judging any part of my husband's healing team that is not fully enlightened. I see the divineness of it, totally see the divineness of it. But in that day when I finally realized that, I was standing in my kitchen. I said, no, no more, no more. This woman of 50 years old is now sitting here setting this boundary, and you will comply with this boundary no more. Unhook yourselves from me now. I will have a conversation with my husband on a different day when he is awake, because he was sleeping at that time. When he is awake, when he is receptive, I will have a conversation with him when it is absolutely divine timing for that. I will let this divine guide that conversation and guide the timing of that conversation. And until then, step down, unhook yourself. I am not going to be the enabler here. I am not cooperating anymore with what it is that you're doing. Because now what I'm realizing is working with you, like working with you, darkness, as I allow you to hook into me to supposedly benefit my husband, what is this doing to me? To my light, to this relationship between us? What is this doing to my hormones? What is this doing to my brain, my poor brain inside of my head, as cascades of chemicals create that? I am angry because there are chemicals that are anger chemicals that are now sieging through my bloodstream and chemicals of resentment. And I have been willing to put myself through that to bring him to a certain place. No, no. Because first off, that's not the right way for him. That's not the way that he needs to do this. And he needs to do the work to move himself out of that place. So I start with the no. And it was fascinating. It was, I told you this yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. From the moment that I said that, so I emphatically, my spine was straight in the kitchen. I was not angry. I was just empowered. It was like, no, unhook yourselves. I have no judgment of you, but unhook yourselves. We are not working together anymore. I say no. I say no, and I mean no. Back off. And all of a sudden, my world got quiet. And the anger went away. And the resentment went away. And all of these negative feelings and chemicals that were flooding through my bloodstream were gone. And then within about an hour, I started to feel happy, 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 happy like I was waiting for my husband to come home while he was away. Happy and hardly waiting for him to get up so that maybe we could go for lunch, so that maybe we could hold hands, so that maybe we could just walk around the block. And I'm going, wow, that was a powerful effect that these energies had on my body chemistry. A powerful effect that these energies had on my psychology, on my thinking, on my behavior, on my chemicals cascading through my blood. This was powerful. And I had to take responsibility for my desire to sacrifice myself with no clarity around that. No clarity. I had no clarity around that. I was just sitting there letting the blood rush out of my veins. Here, take me, use me. Use me for whatever purpose to get him where he needs to go, because I need him to get to where he needs to go. I need him to be more highly evolved than he is. I need him to be more creative. I need him to do more with his life, because I'm kind of drowning in not feeling supported. It was unbelievable to have all of these realizations. And it was like, but to then sit in all of the beautiful chemicals that were now coming into my body. I was like, wow, wow, this is unbelievable. People have to unhook themselves from the healing teams that are healing teams of darkness and that are not of fully enlightened beings. Unhook yourself now from those that you're connected into that are the healing teams of your mother or your father or your sister. But when you feel that you have some vested interest, you know, I got hooked into that because I had some vested interest, maybe karmically, between my husband and I. I found a soul contract between us that really was part of this mess. And yeah, the transition was instantaneous and amazing. We need to unhook ourselves.
And just so you know, when I did mine, I had 24. So, you know, think
24
about
24 teams that you were hooked into.
That I was hooked into.
And a couple with dead souls. Like
right.
I'm sorry, with souls that who had passed out of being in physical body, not dead souls. See, this is why you can't call me that at the beginning of the show. I say things like dead souls.
Yeah, so just, I mean, think about it. Think about, you know, I had more with family than I expected. But I do have nieces and nephews and stuff. I mean, it's fascinating when you think about how much our energy can be held down if you're hooked into all the. I mean, I do a very powerful clearing work that unhooks you from people, but I'm not looking at their healing teams. I'm just looking at the people. And their energy. So now I get to have a whole new repertoire to my session. We're going to go to break, our last break. We are going to talk to you, Raul. So we'll get to you when we come back.
Hi, Raul.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. And we are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You are not alone. There are angels that help guide your life in time of need. Contact your angel by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Acclaimed medium Laura Lee will contact your dearly departed spirit guides and your angel too to help you find closure, guidance, or insight regarding matters of the heart. As seen on Fox, NBC, TLC, PBS, and the Discovery Channel, medium Laura Lee has the ability to tap into heaven's realms and peer into your life, relationships, financial, health, and or career concerns. Learn how to raise some heaven in your life by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Each week, you'll learn valuable tips to help your spirit soar high and to make that connection to your inner guidance. Hear inspirational stories from listeners who have personally experienced heavenly miracles. And most importantly, chat with medium Laura Lee to contact the other side. Come raise some heaven with Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio. The Sky.
A man decides after 17 years that what he goes there for is to unlock the door. Well, those around him criticize and sleep. Fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. No one ever gonna survive unless we are a little.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney. We've been talking about healing team and how powerful that is and how we can get intertwined with everybody else's healing team and to try and help them. And it's a fascinating conversation. We do have an instant feedback by Raul. I just want to bring up the one thing that you said is, can I heal it myself? Tracy will respond to the rest of it, but you know.
Yeah. So Raul, love you. Thanks for calling in. The answer is yes, you can. You can do that yourself with your healing team that is of 100% pure love and pure light, divinely guided. Yes, you can. And sometimes, that can be, more than one session sitting with yourself. I'm not even going to bring up the topic that you're discussing because it's a little off topic, but I did get your Facebook message and I did not have time to address it before I left to come here to do the radio show. So I do have some things in my office that I can send you. I have an appointment right after this radio show, so it won't be until later this afternoon or early evening, but I will send to you some information. But the answer to your question is, yes, you can do this yourself. Absolutely. And sometimes it's as with everything, sometimes there is a necessity to work with somebody else.
Okay? Yeah.
Because there's a greater level of conscious understanding that needs to
and confidence be
grabbed onto. Yeah. But in a lot of instances, we can do this work ourselves, just us sitting with our healing team, sitting with that greater divine, directing our attention. And the only other thing, Raul, is that there, you're asking about assemblage points, and there is more than one. So it really depends on what you're speaking of. I believe you're speaking of heart assemblage points. So we'll leave it at that. Okay. So lastly, I just wanted to bring up the last cool bit. So this might be, who knows, maybe this will be a radio show for December too, but the last cool bit of information was, you know, I did get an opportunity to speak to my husband about this, and he was very open to the changing of this. He didn't look at me like I was a crazy person. And he did see the change in me. I had an opportunity to speak to my son, he's 15, to literally say to him, look, I think this would be a very good thing for you to do, and you don't have to believe in it. But really, it's about saying it. It's about saying, yes, this is what I want. Not necessarily, you know, it seems reasonable to your conscious mind. Could you please do that? Could you please say this inside of your head? Give permission, free will, give permission for this to be done. Both of them seemed very open-minded to the concept. Like, not in any way looking at me like, oh, mom, rolling your eyes, crazy person. But really just saying, okay, yeah, that seems reasonable. And so they both got quiet in their own moment, in their own time, to kind of do that. But when I went to check in on it later, neither one of them had completed that process. Neither one of them had really gone to the place of that complete changeover of the healing team. And I'm like, so initially and then I kind of looked and went, well, okay, why? Why is this happening? My husband and my son are quite bound together on a little bit of a mission to heal something or one or more things together, to heal them together. So it's almost like my husband was a half-hearted effort to do this job, to get this job done. My son did the same thing. And when I looked at it, it was because neither one of them was willing to give up on this idea that they were doing this together, that they were healing this together, whatever this is. And I thought, how common is this? Now, you could call that codependent, perhaps, but I'm not going to, because I don't know. I haven't really investigated it to see if there's a codependency happening between the two of them here. But it definitely is a very strong bondedness between father and son. I'm not going to say between man and man or between man. It's father and son. There's a very big bondedness between two souls, one of them showing up as father, one of them showing up as son, to get the job done. And both of them are dedicated to getting the job done. And so that was the reason for the half-heartedness. So for me, when I saw that, it was kind of like, okay, well, the only thing I can do is ask this greater divine if if it could bring counsel to these people, to my son and to my husband. In other words, the counsel doesn't necessarily have to come to me. Could you, is it safe, appropriate, and highest and best interest that I ask you to deliver greater input here to them as to what the greater reality is here for both of them so that maybe they could move together? Could you help them to move together? Is this a good move for them? First of all, is this a good move for them? Mm-hmm. Is this good timing for them? Am I pushing something? You know, and I am guilty of that. Am I pushing something before it's time? Right? Or is this actually a good time for all of this to have unraveled, for all of these conversations to be had? And could you help with that? And I it was simple. I got the response back, yes. Yes, it was an immediate response in my body. Yes, I could help with that. Thank you. Could you help with that? Could you help them to move together to this greater goal? So I just thought, as we're ending the show, I think it's a really important thing.
Yeah.
I know that people have said to me, or I've said before more than a few times, as is safe, appropriate, and highest and best interest in divine timing, it still stands. And many times you've heard coming out of my mouth, releasing all blocks, divine, are there any blocks, reversals, resistances, interferences, obstacles of any kind, etc. and beyond. That applied here. If I had asked, or if I had said to my son and to my husband and asked this divine, if safe and appropriate and highest and best interest, to remove all blocks, reversals, obstacles, etc. and beyond, that would have taken care of this issue. But I didn't. I saw in both of these people a very open-minded, consciously open-minded people with eyes wide open saying, yes, that seems reasonable. Yes, I'll do that, Mom. Yes, I'll do that, sweetie. And so to me, I saw that as enough. And it wasn't enough because there was this bondedness that was sitting in the undercurrents, like somewhere deeply unconscious to both of them and yet very powerfully connecting them, that really was not allowing for that full transition to enlightened beings to happen for both of them. So, anyway,
so interesting. It's like a different, like it's a different addition to it. I mean, it is usually your protocol, but you know, it's just because they were consciously agreeing.
Yeah, I just didn't even think of it.
Right,
I didn't even think about it.
Oh, you know what that means? Just, right after the show, I'm going to make you check. Just so you know, hopefully it'll be quick. All right. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. Tracy will be back with us on December 13th.
Another Friday the 13th. Well, of course.
Oh, that's right.
Because I'll always kind of get those sometimes. Because it's
the
in that
second
corridor,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yay. They're mostly good shows.
Yes, they are. All right. So if you have your questions and you want to check in, we don't know what we'll talk about yet, but
we'll get back to you a little later.
Perfect. All right. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.